the pi combination spectrometer. Newton had known that you could split up white light into all the colours of the rainbow. In fact, that had been known for centuries, that you could produce a rainbow from lenses and optics. The simplest way of producing a spectrum was to have a triangular prism. White light falling on one side of the prism exited the adjacent side at an angle and different colours at different angles. This enabled one to look at the light and select particular colours because particular colours of light corresponded to particular atoms or ions in the source of the light. For instance, the yellow discharge tubes used in a lot of street lighting contain sodium vapour. Excited sodium ions, when they de-excite, emit only yellow light. So if we can detect that particular colour of yellow light, we have evidence that sodium is in the source of light. Devices that measure the wavelength of light, or enable one to measure the wavelength of light from its spectrum, split up, are known as spectrometers. Here is a school spectrometer, a spectrometer made to be suitable for use in schools and colleges by Pi and Company of Cambridge, W.G. Pi and Company. At the left-hand side is the collimator, a lens system to produce a parallel beam of light. In the middle is the prism, and then the light, having been refracted, is collected by the telescope on the right-hand side. The light that's collected will form a spectrum of different colours at the focal plane of the eyepiece at the far right, and if that has a scale on it or a crosswires, then we can measure the angle through which the light is refracted. And the large circular frame is in fact a protractor. It has an angular scale round it with verniers to enable one to measure the angle that the light has been refracted through very accurately. If you put a sodium street lamp on the left-hand side at the entrance to the collimator, then you would see just yellow light coming out and just two yellow lines very close together in the eyepiece of the telescope. If you put a mercury lamp, then you would find in the eyepiece of the telescope purple, blue, green and yellow lines, but no red. And so the mercury lamp looks sort of bluey-green when you look at a mercury discharge lamp in a street lamp or similar. These commercial spectrometers, simple spectrometers, obviously each manufacturer had their own version of it, and we have class sets of spectrometers available from over the ages. This one dates from the early 1920s.